That you are our provider and our sustainer. We thank you, mighty God, that you are healer and deliverer. We thank you, mighty God, hallelujah, that you are our peace, O God. You are our comforter. You are our mediator. You are our counselor. You are our defender. We thank you, O God. You are the joy of our salvation. You are our King, hallelujah, our Lord. And we glory at your name, hallelujah. We glory at the name of Jesus. Our lips will praise thee, O God. For praise is comely in the sight of our God. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, that as we lift your name on high, hallelujah, we thank you this morning, Father, Lord God, that your name, hallelujah, will draw men unto yourself, hallelujah, that as we lift the Savior up, God, we thank you for the drawing that is happening even on today, God. Thank you for the drawing. You said no man can come to the Father unless he come through the Son, unless he is drawn, hallelujah, by you. And we thank you, Lord God, that as we lift your name on high, Lord God, that you are drawing the hearts of men, hallelujah, unto yourself on today. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. Welcome to 60 for 60 at 5 a.m. This is AP Ava Bethel, and we are 28 days into 60 for 60. I know that it doesn't even seem like it's been 28 days, but it has been 28 days that we are into 60 for 60. We are at February 2nd. Woo! We thank God, amen, for entering into another month in the year of the Gregorian year of 2026, the biblical year of 5786. Amen. We thank the Lord, amen, that he has given us another day. We don't take that for granted. It was not the alarm that woke us up, right? It was the finger of God that woke us up this morning. Amen. And as the old saint started us on our way. Since we are 28 days into this new year, 28 days, actually not 28 days into the new year, we are 28 days into 60 for 60 because we started 60 for 60 on January 5th. I want to bring your attention to Proverbs 28 on today. So for those that are able to grab your scriptures, I'm going to ask you to turn with me to Proverbs 28. Now, many of you know that I'm a teacher at heart. I love to teach. I love to expound on the Word of God. And so it is important for us to have understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in all of our getting, get an understanding. Amen. In fact, it says that in the book of Proverbs. I want to kind of share what a proverb is by definition. A proverb is a short, crafted statement that captures a repeated pattern in human life. A proverb is a very short, crafted statement that captures a repeated pattern in human life. I like to say it like this. Proverbs are wisdom that is in concentrated form. Proverbs are meant to train our discernment. Proverbs are meant to shape our character and to guide decisions in everyday situations like our speech and money and relationships and leadership and conflict and discipline. The Proverbs are so good for those areas. And since we've been praying for 28 days and much of what we've been praying about has been alignment, I believe the Father thought it would be wise for us to dive into a proverb on the 28th day of 6460. Proverbs, let me tell you what they are not. Proverbs are not promises. Proverbs are not guarantees. But proverbs are observations about what is generally true in God's moral order, while still allowing for exceptions like timing and the reality that life can be complex and contested. Wisdom increases our alignment. Wisdom reduces self-inflicted chaos. Wisdom does not eliminate trials, persecution, injustice, or seasons where outcomes are delayed. Proverbs is wisdom literature. The Bible contains different kinds of writings, including law, narrative, poetry, prophecy, letters, and wisdom. That is what the Bible is made up of. And each part is true, but each part teaches in a different way. Wisdom literature trains us to live skillfully. And that's the reason why the Proverbs are so important to read. It forms judgment. It teaches us how to think, not only what to think, but how to think. So we are in the book of Proverbs, and we are at Proverbs 28. And Proverbs 28 sits within the section that really begins at Proverbs 25. So that section is introduced as Proverbs of King Solomon that were copied out by the men of Hezekiah. So the authorship is Solomonic, okay? The authorship is Solomonic, with Hezekiah's scribes serving as compilers and preservers of Solomon's sayings. And this is important because it tells us what you are reading, yes, and you are reading royal wisdom that's aimed at forming a people who can live righteously in public life and in private life. So let's get into Proverbs 28, amen, on today. We'll be reading from the King James Version. It starts out by saying, "The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion." That's verse 1. Verse 2 says, "For the transgression of a land, many are the princes thereof, but a man of understanding and knowledge, the state thereof shall be prolonged." So let's break this down. What it is saying is that guilt makes people jumpy. That's what it's saying when it says the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. So it's really saying that that guilt makes people jumpy, and a compromised conscience turns shadows into threats. Righteousness produces a different kind of courage. And this is not about swaggering. It is about stability that comes from what? Alignment. That's right. Then Solomon widens the lens. When sin becomes normal in a society, this is what it's saying, leadership becomes unstable. When sin becomes normal in a society, leadership becomes unstable. People cycle leaders because the foundations are fractured. Understanding and knowledge prolongs stability because wisdom governs decisions, restrains corruption, and it creates continuity. So that is the breakdown of Proverbs 28, 1 through 2. Remember that Proverbs are made up of these wisdom statements. So they may seem like they are not connected, but they are. Amen, very much connected, but it does give you wisdom statements about how to live. And so we want to pray into Proverbs 28, 1 through 2. Again, it tells us that guilt makes people jumpy, and a compromised conscience turns shadows into threats. And righteousness produces a different kind of courage. It makes us stable, right? And when we're stable, we can be aligned. Amen. So let's pray into that this morning. Father, we're praying, Lord God, that you would purify our conscience until fear loses its grip in us. God, we're praying this morning that you expose every hidden compromise that makes us overreact, that makes us overexplain or retreat when nothing is pursuing. Father, we renounce panic on this morning that is rooted in disobedience. And we receive the boldness that comes from up the upright. Lord God, we pray, God, Lord God, that you would let our courage be clean, that you would let it be anchored, oh God. Lord, we are praying on this morning, oh God, that wherever there is instability in us or even around us, God, that you would teach us to become a stabilizer through understanding and through knowledge, God. Make us the kind of people whose presence, oh God, reduces confusion and reduces guilt and reduces shame. Father, give us spiritual intelligence, oh God. Give us practical wisdom, Father, train our leadership, train our discernment, Lord God, in our decisions, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that what we steward, Lord God, is prolonged and strengthened, Father. Let righteousness, oh God, be established, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let righteousness be established in our members today, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's move on in Proverbs 28, and I'm going to read verses 3-5 for those that are following along in the scriptures on this morning. Proverbs 28:3-5. Here it reads, "A poor man that oppresseth the poor is like a sweeping rain which leaveth no food. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things." And so let's break that down. Solomon refuses sentimental thinking. Poverty does not automatically produce compassion. A person can be wounded and still become an oppressor. What do we say? Hurt people, what? Hurt people, that's right. So a person can be wounded and still become an oppressor. Oppression is about the heart, not only the bank account. And then he says something very sharp. He says, when people forsake God's instruction, they end up praising wickedness because their moral categories begin to collapse. It also says those who keep God's instruction contend with wickedness. They resist it. They will not call it normal. And finally, he lands this principle that he writes. People committed to evil lose their judgment. Let's read that again. People committed to evil lose their judgment. People who seek the Lord gain understanding. Come on. We want you to emphasize that this morning, that as you continue to seek the Lord, you're going to gain the understanding that you need. Seeking God is how discernment is formed. Seeking God is how discernment is formed. So let's pray into that this morning. Come on, let's lift up our voices. Father, we pray, God, that you would uproot every seed of oppression in us today. Lord God, we pray that you would remove every instinct that tries to control people when we feel threatened, Father. Lord God, we're praying this morning, oh God, that you would heal the places where pain has hardened our heart, Father. Lord God, we're praying, God, that you would deliver us from the logic that excuses, Lord God, harm, because Lord God, we have been harmed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking you to give us power with purity on this morning. We're asking, God, that you would give us influence, God, but give it to us with humility, Father. Lord God, we're asking, oh God, for authority with restraint today. Father, as we continue to pray, we're praying, God, that you would strengthen our love, Lord God, for your instruction. Lord God, that you would let us not be trained by the trends of the world. Lord God, let us not be trained by our own outrage, Lord God, or even groupthink. Lord God, give us the courage to contend for what is right, God, without becoming self-righteous. Lord God, put a holy intolerance in us, oh God, on today for what destroys families and communities and covenant, God. Teach us how to resist wickedness with wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, make us seekers. Oh God, make us seekers. Lord God, I pray, God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you would give us an even greater seek on the inside, God. Let our hunger rise unto you this morning. Let our hunger, God, produce in us, oh God, clear judgment, Father. God, we're praying, God, that you would expose confusion, that you would break deception, oh God. Lord God, if we have, Lord God, normalized what you call crooked, Father, we pray, God, that you would confront it today, God, that you would correct us today, Father, that you would give us understanding that reaches beyond information and into the well of wisdom, Father. Let our discernment be sharpened today by your presence. Come on, I need you to declare that over yourself today, that my discernment is being sharpened by the presence of God. Can you declare that today, that your discernment is being sharpened even the more, hallelujah, because it is because you are in the presence of God. God, thank you for the sharpening. Come on, unmute your line on this morning and begin to declare that on today, that my discernment is being sharpened by the presence of God.
My discernment is being sharpened.
That's it. My discernment is being sharpened by the presence of God. That's right. Shower yourself today with prayer rain. Shower yourself today with wisdom rain on today, that your discernment is being sharpened by the presence of God.
My discernment is being sharpened.
Let your presence, my discernment is being sharpened by the presence of God.
Let your presence, O God, bring clarity, O God, even the more.
My discernment is being sharpened by the presence of God.
My discernment
is being sharpened by the presence of God.
That's right. Hallelujah. My discernment will not be led by the trends of this world. My discernment will not be led by outrage. My discernment will not be led, hallelujah, by groupthink, but my discernment will be led, hallelujah, by the presence of God.
Oh God, I thank you
for the spirit of God.
My discernment is
my compassion is being increased on today by the love of God. My compassion is being increased today by the love of God. Compassion is being increased today by the love of God.
My compassion is
being increased today by the love of God.
Come on and declare, I love God's instruction. I love God's instruction. I thank God for God's instruction. I love God's instruction. I love God's correction. I love God's wisdom. Come on. I love God's instruction.
I love God your ways. I thank you, God, for your instruction, God, for my reproof, oh God.
Come on, water yourself today. Water yourself today with the word of God. Water yourself today. Come on and water yourself today with the word of God. And as you are watering yourself, your minds are being renewed. Your minds are being retrained. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every part of your brain is being led in another direction. Hallelujah. We are compassionate people. Hallelujah. We are discerning people. Hallelujah. We are wise people. Glory be to God. And our discernment is being sharpened because we are in the presence of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, that your presence, oh God, Father God, it sharpens our discernment. Lord God, it shapes, oh God.
Thank you, Father.
It increases our compassion, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that your presence, oh God, it causes our thoughts and mindsets, oh God, to be
sober-minded. In Jesus' name. Okay, I want to read these last two verses. They're not the last two verses of this proverb, but I want just for today, I'm going to read these last two verses just for today. Amen. In Proverbs 28, I'm now at verses 6 and 7. I'm going to read those two, and then we're going to pray, and we're going to end for today. Proverbs 28, we are 28 days into 6460. We are in Proverbs 28, and we're looking at verses 6 through 7, and it reads, "Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father." I'll read that one more time. It says, "Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich." It goes on to say, "Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father." So let's break that down. It is saying today that integrity outranks income. Come on, that's good. Hey, integrity outranks income. Solomon is not romanticizing lack. Hear that? He's not romanticizing it. Okay, but what he is saying is that moral wholeness is better than wealth built on distortion. That is what he's saying. And then he turns, if you look at the verse, he turns to formation, right? Wisdom is shown in obedience and teachability. Okay, wisdom is shown in your obedience and your teachability. Hallelujah. Sometimes our minds are so used to disobeying because of logic. We're so logical to it talks us out of being obedient to Christ. And then we will know that what we hear is right or what we read is right. But because of our own logic, because of our own internal conversations about what we don't have or where we aren't right now, we allow ourselves to talk ourselves out of obedience. But let me tell you something. Proverbs is teaching us that there is wisdom in our obedience and our teachability. It also is talking about companionship matters because it shapes our appetite. That companionship is important because it shapes our appetite. A person who runs with riotous living brings shame to themselves because their life becomes a public contradiction to covenant. Okay? That is what verses 6 and 7 are saying. So let us pray into that on this morning. Father, make us upright, oh God. Make uprightness more valuable, Lord God, to us than advantage, Father. We're praying, oh God, on this morning that you would deliver us from the craving of outcomes that require us to compromise. We're praying, God, that you would continue to cleanse our desires, that you would purify our ambition. If there is any area where we have tolerated perverseness for the sake of progress, we're praying, oh God, that you would expose it, that you would uproot it, that you would establish in us integrity that remains intact, no matter if we're under pressure, Lord God, no matter if there is or isn't applause, Lord God, no matter if there's a temptation, we pray, God, that our integrity would stay intact, Father. Lord, we're praying, God, that you would make us a teachable people, that you would give us a heart that keeps your instruction, that you would break any stubbornness in us, that you would break any defensiveness in us, that you would align us with friendships and associations, oh God, hallelujah, that bring forth wisdom and that bring forth love and that would bring forth, oh God, upright living, Father. We pray today that you would sever counterfeit bonds, oh God, that are fed by rebellion, that dull our conviction, that normalize, oh God, excess. God, that you would surround us with wise voices, that you would make our lives, oh God, witnesses, oh God, that honor you, God, that honor, oh God, our household and our calling in Jesus' name. And so I want you to pray into that right there on this morning. Amen. I want you to begin to declare over your life on today, hallelujah, that you have wise relationships, that you have wise associations, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, on today for wise friendships. Come on and pray that out for wise associations, oh God. I thank you this morning, oh God, that you surround me, oh God, with wise people. Lord God, I thank you on this morning, oh God, that wisdom surrounds my associations, that wisdom surrounds my friendships. Come on, you can declare it today over yourself.
I declare that I have wise relationships.
Yeah, I declare that wisdom surrounds my relationships. Thank you, Lord God.
Come on, if you have any connection with rebellion, if there be any connection with wisdom, we thank the Lord that he is severing those associations, he's severing those connections, and he's bringing you into a company of people that are wise, hallelujah, wise in their speech, wise associations. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Lord God, for surrounding me with wise counsel, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that my relationship, Lord God, Father God, that they, oh God, that they are pure.
Come on, water yourself with that on today. That wisdom surrounds me everywhere I go. Wisdom surrounds me wherever I go. Wisdom surrounds my friendship. Wisdom surrounds my family. Wisdom is in my house. Come on. Hallelujah. The spirit of wisdom is in my house. One of the seven spirits of God is the spirit of counsel and wisdom. And so we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That the wisdom of God is strong in me and that the wisdom of God is strong in my house. Come on and pray that. Come on, declare that today. Come on and declare today that you are teachable. Come on, I am teachable. I am a student today. Hallelujah. I thank God for training me. I am a student of the word. I thank you, Lord, that I am teachable.
I am teachable.
Thank you for training me, Father. Give me a heart that keeps instruction. Give me a heart that keeps your instruction. Give me a heart that longs for your instruction. Yeah, I want my heart to keep your instruction. Come on and declare that on this morning. I want my heart to keep instruction. And I thank God on this morning that my heart continues to long for your instruction. My heart is drawn to your instruction. My heart hungers for your instruction, God.
My heart hungers for your instruction. My heart longs for your instruction.
That's it. Come on and declare it. Because every time you declare it, that oppression and that defensiveness begins to break. That stubbornness begins to break. Hallelujah. Stubbornness cannot live in the walls of my heart. I am longing for the instruction of God. Stubbornness and defensiveness cannot dwell in my being because I long for the instruction of God. The instruction of God, I wear it around my neck. The instruction of God is dwells in my body. The instruction of God is around me on today, and therefore defensiveness, oppression, stubbornness does not dwell in me.
My heart longs for you.
Thank you, Father, that I wear your instructions, God. Father, that your instructions
say hunger to be led, Father, and wisdom,
God,
to be guided by your will, to be guided by your instructions, to be guided by your rules, to be guided by your standards and your law and your
regulations. As you all are praying, I see the stubborn walls coming down. I see stubborn walls coming down. I see defensiveness coming down. As you are declaring that on today, those stubborn walls are weakening. Those stubborn walls are weakening. Those stubborn walls are weakening.
I pray, Father God, that you open the eyes of my heart to be led, Father, in truth and in righteousness, and in strength, Father, and by your word and by your nature, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I pray now, God, hallelujah, that you would open up, Father God, hallelujah, ways of continuing to move in the body, God, shattered by the name of the Lord.
Come on, weaken those walls. Weaken those walls with your declaration. Stubborn walls are coming down because the instruction of God is in my faith. The instruction of God is in my faith.
Your instructions, O God, I wear them around my neck. Oh, that your instructions, O God, Father God, that they, O God, Father God, are laid before me, O God. Father God, as a pathway, Lord God, of righteousness.
Father, we thank you this morning, O God, that uprightness means more to us than money does. Being upright means more to us than riches do. Being integral means more to us than the riches of this world, God. God, we thank you this morning, oh God, that you do not desire for us to be impoverished. You do not desire, oh God, for us to have lack. But we do not value riches more than we do our integrity, Father. And so we will not bow, we will not compromise for money, God. We hold integrity at the highest of heights, oh God. And we will be an honest people, God. We will be an honest people, God. We will not bow to mammon. Lord God, we know that money answers all things, but God, we are not lovers of money. Lord God, we will not allow money to cause us to compromise. We will not allow the riches, oh God, to weaken our gates. But God, we use the provision of God to advance your kingdom. Lord God, we use the provision of God to help mankind. But God, we will not be sold out, Lord God, to mammon, Lord God, and we will not, Lord God, allow mammon, Lord God, to weaken our walls. Come on and declare that on today, that although the Lord wants me to live an abundant life, I will not be in a position where I will allow mammon to control me. I will not allow mammon to cause me to compromise. Hallelujah, because I value integrity. Come on and declare that over yourself today.
I will not allow mammon to control me. I will not allow mammon to cause me to compromise. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, I declare, hallelujah, that faith is who I live by, what I live by. In Jesus' name, I declare, hallelujah, that money will not be my God.
Father, I thank you that integrity,
I declare, that money will not be, hallelujah, that faith is who I live by.
I pray, God, that
hallelujah,
Lord God,
what
you
give,
oh God,
what he provides us through faith. Faith can do what money cannot. Obedience can do what money cannot. Come in the name of the Lord. God, thank you for the strength and the will to obey even when, hallelujah, I don't understand. Even when it seems like things, hallelujah, are not aligning properly with God.
We want to encourage you on today to continue to declare that. Amen. I know that you all are in a flow right now, and I want your hearts to continue, amen, to flow before the Father. I want you to realize on today, if you've never recognized it before, I want you to recognize how your words are like rain. And when that rain begins to fall on your fields, which you are a field, your surroundings, your land, your children are fields. And when that rain begins to fall on those fields and it waters those fields, it gives it the nutrients that it needs in order to thrive. It gives it the direction in which you want it to go. And so look at your words today also as not just arrows, but your words is like rain. And as you're declaring the word of God over your life, amen, that is taking root in you. It's like you're feeding your own self on this morning, and you're feeding it with things that are spiritual. Word, the word of God is spirit. It cuts through the soul. It cuts through bone and marrow, and it enters into a place that may be invisible to the naked eye, but it is a very tangible place, and that place is your soul. So continue to water yourself today with the wisdom book. Amen. The book of Proverbs, and we've been in Proverbs 28 today. Continue to let it flow. Amen. Was there anything that anyone learned on today? Was there anything that was beneficial today to you? I'm calling forth for the prophets. I'm calling forth for Apostle Fash. I'm calling forth for the pastors in training. But I'm also asking anyone on the line that is here, amen, that this was a benefit to. Did you learn anything? Did you get anything from today that can be of use to you as you go throughout your day? Because let me tell you something. As we're declaring wisdom on today, I want you to know that decisions are going to have to be made throughout your day that is going to need wisdom. So I want you to hold this wisdom in your heart. So when you come to a decision, when you come to a place where you have to make a decision today, no matter what that decision is, wisdom is going to guide your life. Wisdom is going to guide your words. Wisdom is going to guide your decisions in Jesus' name. The line is open for you today.
Amen. Well, it's Prophet DeMarcus. I'll just say that I really appreciate today's thrust and what was imparted in us, because what I believe the Lord has given us in what you have delivered is to understand how we need to hold righteousness without an apology, and wisdom comes with that, and also to be able to discern, you know, what is God's wisdom and what is our own wisdom. There are certain things that we can say or do that may sound good and may be good, but it just may not be the way that God willed for our lives. And I really, really, really love our last declaration concerning mammon, because sometimes we can get so riled up by what we see in the earth, especially when it comes to the economy, the way inflation rises, and the way it just does not seem lifestyles are balancing out financially. But it's declarations like this that for me, it keeps me grounded to understand that faith is the currency of heaven. And as long as I keep that in the forefront of my mind and practice it, I'm not allowing money or even mammon to be my God. And so I really appreciate the reminder and the strength that came through today's declaration. Thank you for letting me share.
Amen. This is Apostle Fash. I thank God for the exercise and the activations, the teaching this morning. I literally could feel a shift as we were declaring these declarations, and I'm grateful. As we were speaking, I'm grateful for the shift and the alignment. So thank you for your obedience in teaching and bringing us into a place of a shift as we declare wisdom on this morning. Thank you, Apostle.
Thank you. Thank you, Apostle Fash, for coming forth. And I apologize, Prophet DeMarcus. I was talking after you spoke, and I didn't realize that I was still muted. But I wanted to thank you as well as Apostle Fash for coming forth and for sharing on this morning. And I just wanted to emphasize, that it is not that God does not want you to have money. He absolutely does. Okay, I want to emphasize that God wants you to have money. God wants you to be provided for. Yes, he does. He wants you to have access to surplus. Absolutely, he does. What he does not want is for you to make a resource a God. That's what he does not want. And it is so easy for people to put things that have been created on their altar, on the altar of their heart. I don't think we all mean to do that, but it happens sometimes where we make things that are tangible to the naked eye, we make them gods. That is what God does not want. He does not want his people to be in lack. He does not want his people to be robbing Peter to pay Paul. No, he wants us and desires for us to have abundance, but he does not want us to make a resource our source. He is the source of all resources, and I just want to emphasize that on today. So thank you, Apostle Fash. Thank you, Prophet DeMarcus, for sharing on this morning, because what you share is valuable. Will there be another that would like to come forth? It's not just the prophets and the apostles that come from Sent Miami that can come forth. Anyone from Sent Miami or anyone that is here, you're part of the body of Christ, you can come forth at this time.
Good morning. This is Tawana. I often pray for God's wisdom in my daily life and everything that I do, because as an educator, I do come upon people who are not conscious of their words or whatnot. And sometimes reaction is very important. And just praying these prayer and the scripture just reminds me and keeps me in the mindset of not reacting to those who are not in Christ, and to always keep my mind and my actions and reactions, or no actions, stay on him. Just my mind and my feet and my words and the things that come out, I impart with the wisdom of God. It's just a constant and a daily reminder to do that. So most times I do pray when I get in my car before I pull off. And one of my prayers daily is that I do have the wisdom of Solomon. And even when I get to work or before I go to work, that I do make wise decisions and the things that come forth from my mouth.
There was something so important that you just said, Tawana. And you said, people are not always conscious of their words. That is so powerful. Think about what she just said. People are not always conscious of their words. they don't have a consciousness of what they're saying. They're talking, but they're not really conscious of what they're saying, and they're not really conscious of how what they're saying is going to land. With that in mind, it causes you to pause when people are talking. And when you pause, it gives you the time to be wise. If you are pulled into someone else's unconsciousness of what they're saying, then you react instead of responding. And so we don't want people's the unruliness of their inner world. We don't want their unruliness to dictate what we do. Wisdom says, pause, think about who you're talking to and what they're saying. And does it require a response from me? And if it does, how will my tone be? Will I be wise in what I get ready to say to them? See, when we pause, that's wisdom in and of itself. And even as you were talking also, in addition to what you said, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me that when you pull off, not just today, but ask him for the wisdom of the direction you are to go when you leave your home. All of us have for those that don't work from home and you have to actually go to a building or to a location, some of us have a route that we take. Pray for wisdom about the route that you take to work. Yes, God has given us GPS in the earth, and that can direct us, but he is ultimately our compass and our GPS. And if there is danger on the route that we normally take, God gives me the wisdom to take another route. Tawana, thank you for sharing on this morning. You gave us some wisdom even in what you said. Anyone else on today? Well, amen. We are at 5:44. Amen. Thank God for 60 for 60. Amen. Which we normally do 20 minutes at 5 a.m., 20 minutes at 12 noon, and then 20 minutes in our own personal devotion with the Lord. Amen. And so we will meet back here at 12 noon, right on the same line. We are encouraging you to tell someone if they are able to get on at noon, encourage them to do so. You can also go to our website, www.sentmiami, and that's S-E-N-T, miami.com. And it's there where you can find the recordings of all of the majority of them. Some of them we didn't catch, but you can find the majority of our recordings from January 5th on up until today right on our website. So for those of you that want to go back and listen to a lesson or go back and listen to certain prayers or want to pray along with certain prayers that you maybe missed or you just want to go over again, you can go to our website and you can go to 60 for 60, and it is there that you can go ahead and listen back to all of the recordings, or the majority of them anyway. We'll hear you back here at noon. Listen, yesterday, I got to just say, my God, God met us in a very strong way. Prophet DeMarcus says, you know what, God always meets us. And you know what, we don't say that lightly because God does not dwell in every place. And we thank God. There have been moments where God didn't show up. There have been moments where we prepared for him and he did not come. We weren't in the right posture. We didn't do what he asked. And so he didn't enter into our space. But when we've aligned ourselves, we saw God come in and he moved. And he did that for us yesterday. And we are the better for it. I'm telling you, the next time we meet is going to be on February 15th. And that is a momentous occasion we do not want you to miss, because we are ordaining two pastors that have been in training for 1 year. We are going to be ordaining Pastor Cameron, and Pastor in Training Cameron Watson, but she will be Pastor Cameron. She'll be Elder Cameron Watson. And then we will be ordaining, amen, PIT Renita Smith. She will no longer be PIT. Well, we'll always be in training, amen. So let me not say it like, you know, they're just going to be trained once and that's it. They are in constant training. But in the foundation of their training as an elder, amen, they will move into the actual office of an elder, a pastor. And so we are going to ordain them on February 15th, and we want you to be there in the space. If you want to volunteer, you know, if you want to volunteer, you may not be a citizen of St. Miami, but you are a citizen of the kingdom of God, and we are all, amen, a part of the body of Christ. This station just happens to be called St. Miami. We need volunteers on that day. So if you want to volunteer, please let us know by emailing us at info@stmiami.com. But we want to encourage you to come out and share with us. We will be serving breakfast right after service. So come and be with us on February the 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. We are not only celebrating 3 years of service, glory be to God, and in that, it is very apropos that we would ordain the sent ones on that day. So we hope that you put that in your calendar to join us on February 15th at 5 a.m. We are the church that is live at 5. Glory be to God. More grace. Hear you back here at noon. God bless.